Military Handbook 1022 Alpha, Department of Defense Handbook Petroleum Fuel Facilities, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Section 11, Support Facilities. 1. Automatic sprinkler protection in accordance with which publication is required regardless of building code requirement if a water supply is available. Military Handbook 1008. 2. Lighting and fixtures for fuel laboratory should be in accordance with which publication? NFPA 70. 3. Include hot water heater capable of providing water at which temperature for cleaning laboratory glassware? 130 degrees Fahrenheit. 4. Fuel laboratories should be able to be maintained at around which temperature? 73 degrees Fahrenheit. 5. Fuel laboratories should include interior separations from other portions of the building with a partition rated for fire separation as required by which publication? NFPA 45. 6. Provide a minimum of 25 feet between the center lines of adjacent refueler trucks when in the parked position, or how many feet minimum of clear space between parked trucks, whichever is greater. 10. 7. Provide a minimum of how many feet between refueler parking areas and aircraft warning radar antennas. 300. 8. Provide a minimum of how many feet between refueler parking areas and airport ground approach and control equipment. 500. 9. Where necessary, provide adequate markings to ensure safe and efficient vehicle movements. At a minimum, provide how many means of ingress or egress. 2. 10. Provide an impermeable retention and controlled drainage system leading to a containment or treatment system. Pave the area with concrete sloped a minimum of what percent toward catch basins or trench drains? 1%. 11. Design ramps over containment curbs to slope no more than what percent to avoid damage to the refuelers? 2%. 12. Which type of lighting should be provided to ensure that a fuel leak from the refueler is seen? 10 lux. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.